My name is Patrick Nelson, and I'm an addict of fantasy football, and the Fantasy Football Podcast is back. I just screamed, ugh, in my pants. I'm so sorry. Hit that shit. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 12, episode 2. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and tonight, yes, you heard that right, tonight, I just finished baby duty, aka it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I do this just to get Pat off. I call it the Danish delight. Fellas, excited to be back. Unfortunately, this week it's only going to be me, but next week I'm going to try to get two of you guys on. The time I normally would record this with you guys is the time where I am on baby shift, and as much as I love you guys, family absolutely comes first. And let's get right into it, baby. Since we're a league-friendly pod, let's get into everyone's favorite teams. Last Thursday night, we kick off with the Cowboys blowing the game, aka always on their knees. Same thing, different year. You never ever give Tom Brady time on the clock. You know he's gonna go down and win it. I don't think a person in the entire stadium thought they were gonna lose. Bert Stillers get a huge win over the really good Bills last year. Could be an AFC sleeper with old Big Ben slinging it around. And when I say it, I mean his dick. Anyways, moving on to Luis's Colts, and now Carson Wentz's number one fan. They unfortunately fall to the Seahawks. Best wishes, El Paso. JC's Giants, all I gotta say is woof. Talking about dogs, these fools look like some bitches of the NFC East again. Daniel Jones does not look like an NFL starting quarterback, let alone even a backup. Dude's awful. Trash. Get him out of here. Next up, we got Deebo Saints winning 38-3 against Dips Packers. Is Aaron Rodgers in decline as much as Dips' hair is? Last but not least, my Eagles, number one in the NFC East, aka they only won one game, but they're the only team that won in the NFC East. You know what? I got this quote. I found it online. As a wise man once said, "Oh yeah, you like that girl, huh? Huh? You like that?" Thank you, Birdo. No words wiser ever said. All right, moving on to the week one fantasy recap. We had Luis versus JT. Man, I love Luis's team, and just like everything Luis touches in his life, complete shit. His team was awful. He scored 111 to JT's big 201. Congrats, JT. Next up, we got Burt versus Pat in the closest game of the week. Pat takes this one down by three, sending Burt back to his tube sock. Yes, sir. Talking about Dip. If you caught that, whoops. Dip versus Smiley, the last place man versus the man that returned home. All I gotta say is welcome back, welcome back. Smiley puts the team on his back as Dip's back goes out at the same time. Damn. Next up, we got Keet and Dre, where we found out that Keet is kosher. You're welcome. Noah knows everything about kosher meals and all that, but Keet is kosher. We know that by how Dre slings his little smoky down Keith's throat with this big win. Yes, sir. Next up, we got JC versus Vic. This may not have been a race. Unfortunately, I know a little bit about racing, Victor. You just don't do it. But sure as hell looked real nice for Victor as he finishes the week by winning 152 to 132 at 20 point. When it real nice. Next up, we got Noah versus myself. Much like the Pinewood Derby in 1995, a Clevenger embarrasses a Del Mar. Too soon, man. Last but not least, we have D versus Dustin. Yes, I said Dustin. RIP D-Balls. I'm just going to call you Dustin because I think you respect it a little bit more. The Battle of the Canadian Standoff, a.k.a. the Nice Guy Showdown. D politely takes this one down 142-134.
Nice. All right, next up. We're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore.
It's week one, so we really don't have too much to talk about. Definitely not in the NFL, but in our league, we have our first trade. Luis, looking for that running back, finds yours truly. Luis sends Robert Woods for third string, maybe fourth string, now starting string, Tyson Williams of the Baltimore Ravens. I think it was a pretty good for both teams, but I'm a little, probably a little biased in this one.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
That's right, let's look at our waiver wire pickups. First up, we got Dre spending $22 on Giants DB Logan Ryan, which if he stays in the top 10, it's going to be a solid and nice steal. Next up, we got Keat sneaking in a bid of 16 buckaroos for Jamichael Hasty. I'll be honest, this is probably my favorite pickup of all waiver wires. You got him for cheap, and as of right now, he's the RB2 in a run-happy offense, so we'll see if that actually pays off. Next up, we got Vic becoming an Eagles fan. Yes, sir, you heard it here first. Fly, Eagles, fly. As he adds another Eagle to his team. And Jalen Reagor for $25. Not bad, sir. That's going to be a pretty solid duo with Jalen Reagor and Jalen Hurts. All right, next up we got D going old school and saying fuck it as he spends $75 on Christian Kirk. As a A&M alum, Joseph Fiala and Noah approve of this message. All right, boys, our number one most money spent goes to your boy, my boy, JT Tolliver, as he blows his load of $500, a.k.a. all his monies, on Eli Mitchell. Bro, he shoved his chips in. You go big or you go home. All right, let's take a moment and listen to one of our sponsors. Are you feeling stressed and you wanna dip? Take a fatty out and put it under that lip.
Do you ever feel like it's your first time dipping and you just had fajitas? And you're around a group of friends. And you take that big fatty and stick it under your lip. And you throw up on a friend. Oh yeah. That's what you get when you have what the fuck, Joe, tobacco. We'll leave your friend saying, what the fuck, Joe? Warning, this product is not safe for alternative to cigarettes. Warning, smokeless tobacco is addictive. Warning, this product can cause mouth cancer. Warning, this product can cause gum disease, tooth loss, and respect from your friend. Now back to the show. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Ow. 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 Ow.
This is the not so fun segment, but someone's got to do it. First up, we got Fitzmagic, aka the old man, broke his hip. Classic. Sounds like Dipperoo. Next up, we got Raheem. I get hurt every year. Mostert made it through two whole runs for 20 yards and officially is back on the IR, right where he belongs. Jerry Jeudy, bro, you're my team name. Now, just like Call of Duty, your ass is on the ground, crawling to my bench. OBJ, dude, officially lives on the injury report. He'll miss week two as well. Michael Gallup, more like Michael Limp. Am I right? Yeah, dad joke. And that is the injuries of the week. Next up, we got the power rankings, where we're going to talk about the tippy top and everyone's favorite, the bottom feeders. Let's go through them losers. All right, in 14th place, we got Luis. Yikes, bro. 13th, Keat. 12th, Dipperoo. 11th, we got JC. 10th, we got Dustin. 9th, you got me, RIP. 8, Bert. 7, D. 6, the Danish prince himself. 5, Vic. 4, Mr. I'm back, Smiley. 3, the Jew. 2, little Smokey. And 1, aka Tank, aka Big Daddy Energy, aka JT, wrapping up first place. Pretty solid. Alright. Boys, we changed it up a little bit. We started a new segment and a little wrinkle into our league called the Guillotine. 13 men, one Jew, step into the arena. One man, each week, gets eliminated. Welcome to the Guillotine. Do you want to play a game? All right. Well, first of all, I want to say congrats to JT with a whopping 201 points, AK giving you that $25. Congrats. Everyone has $0. Zero, 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 zero. And JT, you're the only one with money in your pocket. Yes, sir. But low point. It's week one. And Luis, you scored 111 points, man. I was talking up your team. I really liked it. Taking that fat ass L and officially being the first out of the Guillotine. You're dead. Dude, Ned Stark died with more dignity than your team did this past week. Terrible. You suck ass. All right, we're going to keep it moving on with who you got, baby. All right, I'm just going to go through each team. We got, you know what? I'm going to do me and JC first. We got Cobes versus JC. In the hair flip versus he ain't got no hair to flip. All right, I got JC in this one. Trevor Lawrence threw three interceptions. Three against the Texans. Now he goes up against the Broncos, which means I'll probably get four. We'll know a little bit more after tonight's game of the Giants and the the Washington football team. It looks like JC's going to bench his first round pick in Saquon Barkley. Yes, sir. Thanks, JC. Next up, we got Dustin versus JT in the yin and the yang. And yes, I could not come up with anything else. So white and a black guy. All right, I got JT in this one. I'm just not a believer in Dustin's team this year. Plus, JT's team looks damn solid. Looks like another week he's going to do well. Moving on, we got Smiley versus Birdo in the both voted most likely to stare in the mirror for hours at themselves. Pitiful. Bull. I got Smiley in this one. Burt has some really tough matchups where I just don't see his team producing, which leaves him at 0-2 and Smiley, the prodigal son, coming at 2-0. Next up, we got Dip versus Noah in the makeup bag versus the one we like to brown bag. I got Dip in the close one. I think this is going to be like a nail biter. I'd say probably within 5 points, if not. You know, I'm just going to call it by 1 point, Dip wins. Hopefully by less than that, because I like to see Dip's hair fall out. Anyway, we got D versus Keaton, the man that disappears and the one that I'm not sure anyone has seen or hung out with since 2 years ago when the draft was in person. I'm going to go with Keat due to D's running backs matchups being extremely tough. I just don't see his team winning or pulling this one out. Moving on, we got Dre versus Pat in the let's make a pack to get our wives pregnant so our kids can date, which is weird, bowl. Man, this one was probably the hardest one to predict. I'm going to just straight up coin flip this one, and I'm going to go with Dre. Congrats. Then we got Vic and Luis in the Revenge of the Double Chin. I got Vic in this one. Pains me to say this, but his team is solid, unlike his trade offers. Yeah, Vic, awful. All right, boys, that's going to wrap it up for this week. I do apologize for the shortness, but I was tired last night. It is now 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to send this out shortly. I wanted to do a closing part, but I'll send a text out to two guys. I'm going to make sure I get two guys on the pod next week. Hopefully they can do the time frame where I'm putting one kid down and taking over so my wife can sleep and whatnot through the night. Or because I'm going to sleep through the night. She ain't. As always, tune in, log in to not only this podcast, but to the Lobodobe on Twitch. All right, boys, as always, I appreciate it. Hope you guys enjoy. Until next time. Later.